Here in Costa Rica, it seems like everybody has a hammock. It's a marvel of comfort and relaxation, and it has a history as intriguing as its sway. The hammock's roots can be traced back to over 1,000 years ago to the indigenous peoples of Central and South America. It is believed that the ancient Mayans and other indigenous cultures in the region were among the first to weave hammocks from natural fibers such as bark, plant materials, and cotton. These early hammocks served as practical sleeping areas, offering ventilation and protection from all the animals and the pests and the damp ground. They also elevated sleepers above the jungle floor, providing safety from snakes and other creatures. As European explorers ventured to the New World, they encountered hammocks used by indigenous peoples and recognized their practicality immediately. The Spanish explorer Christopher Columbus is often credited with introducing the hammock to Europe after encountering them during his voyages to the Caribbean. From Europe, the use of hammocks spread to naval ships where they quickly became standard bedding for sailors. Hammocks were ideal for sailors due to their space-saving design, the ability to sway with the motion of the ship, and the comfort in cramped quarters. They also provided a measure of safety, preventing sailors from being thrown out of bed during rough seas. During the age of exploration, hammocks became synonymous with maritime life, earning them the nickname naval beds. Their popularity among sailors continued well into the 20th century and beyond. In addition to their maritime use, hammocks found their way into tropical regions around the world, where they became an integral part of local cultures and traditions. And of course, today hammocks are enjoyed by people of all ages and backgrounds, whether for lounging in the backyard, camping in the wilderness, or simply relaxing indoors. And of course, if you've been to any tropical beach, you have seen a hammock tied between two swaying palm trees. It is a beautiful sight. And Charlie, he sent a poem in about a hammock. He lives in Jaco Beach, and he's got a house very, very close to the beach. And he decided to send in a little poem that's pretty cute, and he wanted me to share it with all who care to listen. In a hammock swaying gently, oh, what a sight, with valleys below and mountains alight, the breeze whispers secrets, the trees softly hum. Life is so grand, oh, what fun. The sky is a canvas painted with care. Clouds drift lazily without a single care. The birds chirp and flutter in their own sweet song as I lay here content all day long. The hammock rocks me like a cradle of ease with a view so breathtaking it's sure to please. I lounge and I ponder in my cozy cocoon underneath the sun by the sea, shining bright as noon. So here I'll remain in my hammock, I'll stay gazing at nature's wonders all through the day. For life is a journey filled with so much delight, especially when lounging in a hammock. So right. Charlie, thanks a lot for that history of the hammock and also for the little poem that you created. I thank all of you for listening, and we're going to be here tomorrow. And by the way, if you have a poem, a story, or an adventure to tell, share it with us at CostaRicaGoodNews@gmail.com, and we will certainly share it with all of our friends and our family and people who care to listen to this podcast episode series. Thanks for listening. We'll be here tomorrow, and we hope you are as well.